VOA Learning English. This is the Economics Report in Special English. English is the international language of business. But an increasing number of American companies that do business in China or with Chinese companies are having their workers learn Mandarin. Michael Chung is a Taiwanese-American internet entrepreneur and property developer. He is also in the business of teaching Chinese. Mr. Chung is president and founder of the Mando Mandarin Online School. The school is based in New York and uses teachers in China to teach over webcams.
China over the past few years very quickly has already become the world's second largest economy. And it's just common business savvy. If China's got over $3 trillion in reserves now, so if you want to do business or connect with the fastest growing country in the world, it might make sense to make an effort to engage the people in their own language, as understanding of their language and culture goes a long way in building strong relationships, especially with the Chinese.
By some predictions, China could pass the United States and become the world's largest economy by 2025. Michael Chung says that as China's economic power has increased, so has its cultural power.
Starting back in 2004, the Chinese Ministry of Education, along with what was called their Chinese Language Council, began to set up around the world Confucius Institutes, and with the purpose of promoting and developing Chinese language and culture teaching resources around the world.
Now, he says, there are more than 300 Confucius Institutes in almost 100 countries. These institutes work to promote Chinese language at the university level. The Chinese government has partnered with colleges and the Asia Society to set up programs across the United States. High schools have also received money to start Chinese language training programs. Mr. Chung says that just as many English speakers want to learn Mandarin, many people in China want to learn English.
In fact, if you want to talk numbers, there's, well, based on sheer population, there are actually more people learning, who speak English in China than there are in the United States. I think right now there's about 400 million people who are either learning or currently speak English.
He says taking the time to learn someone else's language is a great sign of respect and a way to build business relationships.
By learning someone else's language, it shows that you've respected them enough to take the time to learn how to speak in a native tongue, learn about their culture. And that's what the Chinese and everyone else around the world has done for English, because America is the leader. It's a great sign of respect, and especially with the Chinese, a great way to build relationships or business relationships with them. Speaking of relationships, here's a quick business Chinese lesson for some of the listeners. It's one word, it's two syllables, and the word is guanxi. To get things done quickly and effectively, it's important to have what's called guanxi. In Mandarin, it means personal relationships or networks of influence, and it's very central to doing business or making connections in China.
And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. I'm Mario Ritter.